Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Brad, kind of a tough day in this wheat complex.
That sure is. We're down to new lows here, or not down to the lows seen since early March in this Minneapolis wheat. Just some negative news. We got rain in the southern plains in Oklahoma and southern Kansas, but I think that wheat's a little too far gone to help much, but the market doesn't realize that. And we had that bearish number from Stats Canada this morning, looking at 1.58 million more acres of wheat up there, which would be the biggest wheat number since 2001 at 27 million acres of wheat up there. But they don't have them in yet, and it's a long growing season ahead of us yet.
Yeah, it's almost like this market is trying to get farmers not to put any spring wheat in.
Yeah, you know, a year ago we had the war going on, and we were just about double these prices. You know, Minneapolis, we peaked out at $14. I think Chicago peaked out at $14 earlier than Minneapolis did. So, you know, we're down in Chicago, we'd at $6.50. So, you know, it's less than half price in Chicago. The funds have been short Chicago. We did seem to cover some shorts today and yesterday. Corn is kind of holding up fairly good considering wheat's down this hard, and new crop beans got a little bit of a bid today, closing fractionally higher.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Well, kind of a choppy day, too. It looks like we're going to close stronger with these weaker grain prices. Feeders are up $1.50 to $2.15. Live cattle had a positive close up 55 in those Junes. Aprils go off the board Friday at noon. They're a $10 premium to the June, so we got a pretty good report in the cold storage numbers yesterday. We saw a big volume of beef move out of the freezers with these lower cattle numbers and higher prices, so drawing from the freezers also here. We did see a sell-off midday. There was an explosion down in the Fort Morgan, Colorado, Cargill plant, but it was just a boiler or something, which was probably going to be fixed in a day or two, so not a serious thing there. But whenever you hear stories of a plant having trouble, down go the cattle, but again, not a big deal.
Yeah. Hog market kind of bounced around here today, too.
Yeah, we did see those June lives up 322. Again, they were very oversold here last week, too, kind of like the wheat is today. So nice to see those hogs have somewhat of a bounce here.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
The energy market sold off pretty hard here, too, later in the day. Down 250 in crude. We did fully fill that gap in the charts from when the Saudis said they were cutting production. We're down to $74.50 in that July crude oil right now. Natural gas down almost 20 cents, and products down 7 cents in heating oil and 3-4 cents in gasoline. And that's despite of a 5 million barrel draw in the crude and 2.5 million barrel draw in gasoline. So kind of some financial concerns and some concerns about if the economy is slowing down or not.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.